there is an annual event which, to the best of my knowledge, is not typically identified on calendars that are sold for standard use in homes, even though this event is broadly anticipated by millions. At least the calendar hanging in our house makes no mention of it. It does identify certain days and events for which most Americans seem to be far less enthusiastic, like Columbus Day, or the birthdays of certain presidents, or Labor Day in New Zealand. But the event of which I speak, no mention of it. Even though this annual undertaking causes newspapers to swell, prompts some people to camp out in the cold near the entrances to electronic stores, and even inspired Rachel Gerbitz to write an article about it in the most recent Flash. Now you know what I'm talking about. Black Friday, just 1 week from today. The day after Thanksgiving was dubbed Black Friday some years ago, and my understanding of the reason for the name is that it all has to do with finances. In the financial world, if a person or a business is said to be in the red, that means that there is a debt involved, that something is not being made to the proper amount on the hopeful level, since red ink used to be used in ledgers to record losses. Conversely, if a person or a business is said to be in the black, that means that there is no debt, that profit is being made, the money is being brought in rather than being lost. And in the world of retail, the spending that takes place during the sales just after Thanksgiving is typically so large that it has been known to make up for all of the losses and deficits that have occurred through the rest of the year. It is known to have put some companies back in the black. Black Friday is known, then, for its ability to make up for one's debt. Sounds a lot like another Friday, doesn't it? Another Friday, which thankfully does still show up on most calendars, the one we call Good Friday. And it, too, was all about covering debt. We all were, after all, horribly in debt. By nature, we were bankrupt with respect to the kingdom of God. Sin wiped out any currency that we had with the Almighty and left us drained of the ability to acquire eternal life. We had no way to secure eternal life for ourselves. For a flawless, perfect keeping of God's commandments is the only currency that God accepts. The price of paradise is perfection. When Jesus was speaking to an individual who was expressing concern and interest about gaining eternal life, it was in connection with the commandments of God that Jesus said to him, "Do them, and you will live." But as his parable about the Good Samaritan revealed to that individual as well as to us, we have all fallen woefully short of loving our neighbors as ourselves, not to mention failing to love God above all things. We were born spiritually impoverished, and we have gotten ourselves only deeper and deeper into debt because of the sins that we daily commit. Trying to take a hold of eternal life on our own was like trying to take a hold of the Hope Diamond on display behind inches of bulletproof glass. It was entirely and eternally beyond our reach. Our sins left us locked out in the cold, not only unable to grasp life, but shackled in the darkness of divine condemnation. But then came the blackest and the most wonderful Friday of all. God graciously came up with a way whereby spiritual bankruptcy and those who are spiritually bankrupt could take possession of the greatest of treasures, which is not to say that the process was to be easy. It wasn't. God's plan of action to deliver us from bankruptcy and to enable us to take hold of eternal life was very difficult for the one on whom the task fell, Jesus. Since the only currency acceptable to a holy God is a flawless keeping of his commandments, Jesus was sent to live a perfect life and then to offer that perfectly lived life as a sacrifice for our sins. It was a plan born of God's grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved, wrote Paul, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins or debts, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us. The atoning blood of Christ more than made up for our debt and replaced our sin with his own righteousness. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul wrote, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. You're all familiar, of course, with the type of doors that are typically found in the front of large department stores, which instantly fling open as soon as one steps on the entrance mat. In a manner of speaking, it was in this way that as soon as Christ's holy blood hit the ground, the doors to paradise flung wide open. We're told that that veil in the temple was torn in two. Access to God and to paradise was immediate. Unparalleled is the Black Friday special which God now offers to everyone as a result of Good Friday, namely, eternal life at no cost to us. The prophet Isaiah announced it in this way: "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." The good news of God is that eternal life is now available free of charge, since Christ has credited to our account his perfect righteousness and has wiped out our debt through the payment of his blood. And that is a message that runs clear through Revelation, where Jesus announces, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment." There is no better deal. There is no bigger bargain. The greatest things that can be owned are free for the taking because of the storehouse of God's grace, from which we will draw eventually eternal life, joy, peace, health, wealth. Shopping is not for everyone. Black Friday specials are not a draw for all. Some people deliberately avoid the event to miss the crowds and potential mayhem. But some things are universal. All people are spiritually in debt way over their heads and cannot possibly rescue themselves from debtor's prison nor grasp eternal life. But the spiritual poverty and destitution of all people have been replaced with the richness of Christ's righteousness. For all have been redeemed, and as a result, eternal life is there for the taking. The type of hope which sparkles even more brilliantly than the world's largest diamond is available to everyone. Regardless of the extent to which you will or will not be involved in hunting for bargains on Black Friday, may that and every day be bright with the assurance that the payment made on Good Friday has made paradise ours without cost, the best free-for-all there is. Hymn for this morning is 207, stanzas 4 and 6. 207, 4 and 6. Except that the organ may not be functioning.